Hey, it's Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo joining us once again because the Board of License Commissioners had a meeting this week. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing well. How's summer going?
It's going. It's hot one.
It is. Yes. At least it's not raining every day like last summer.
That's right. That's right. We can't complain.
No, but we will. That's our pastime here in New England is complaining about the weather. But
True.
it's been good for outdoor stuff, outdoor activities.
That's for sure.
Yeah. What's going on at the license board?
So we had four members in attendance. Unfortunately, Chief Jackson couldn't make it, but we still had a quorum. So we went ahead right to agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of Recovered Souls for a special use permit for their annual Quincy Recovery Walk at Pageant Field on October 6th at 9 a.m. Tina Cahill was there to represent Recovered Souls. They have previously had this in September. There's a lot going on in September, so they've moved it to October. September is Recovery Month Awareness. But they moved it to October, and they're expecting 50 to 100 people. They will work with the Quincy Police, bike and motorcycle units. That again is October 6th, but no rain date. They'll walk regardless of the weather. And that went through 4-0.
Okay. Is the walk just around Pageant Field, or do you know where they go?
It is out of Pageant Field, I believe. It's around the Armory, the stadium and back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce and Widowmaker Brewing for additional one-day liquor licenses for the Kilroy Square Beer Garden. The beer garden will run on Fridays and Saturdays, weather permitting, until September 27th. Tim Cahill was there and spoke about Kilroy Square Beer Garden. If you haven't been, it's a great time. And they are back in front of us because we didn't know when Aviva Trattoria was going to open. So we wanted to be sure not to be out there if they were going to be in the space. But Aviva Trattoria has told us that they won't be open then. So we went ahead and allowed them additional one-day liquor licenses. They think that the Fridays, what did they say? They're going to have Oktoberfest September 27th, Thursdays and Fridays through August, and then just Fridays in September.
Okay.
So you can certainly go on the Quincy Chamber of Commerce webpage and get the particulars on the dates that they're going to be out there. And that went through 4-0 as well.
Oh, okay. Very good. Any update on Aviva Trattoria yet?
We did an update recently, and they said that they'll be getting their furniture and things in September, so to expect a fall date for opening.
Okay. I know a lot of people are waiting expectantly.
I know, yeah, it's going to be great. Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce for one-day liquor license for Taste of Quincy on August 7th from 5:30 to 8:30 at 29 Hancock Street, Best Weston Adams Inn. They'll be working with Widowmaker and Break Rock Brewing, as well as the Best Weston Adams Inn Bar. They are going to have over 25 restaurants there, giving away their food. You'll pay initially to get in, and then the food is free, but the beer and alcohol will be cash bar. So that went through 4-0 as well.
Yeah, it's back this year after a few
It's
years
back.
hiatus. Yeah.
That's right. It hasn't been since 2019. So hoping for a good crowd there. A great way to get out and see all our new restaurants and to taste, sample, so that you can plan accordingly what you want to go to in the future.
Yeah, that's right. Are they going to have it in the gazebo outside
They
there?
are.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be a nice time. Agenda item number 4, hearing regarding the request of Yard Delights LLC for a common victual license for the premise located at 234 Billings Road. Proposed manager Lin La. Proposed hours are 6:30 a.m. till 11 p.m. Lin La has a place now in Boston, and she really looking to get back to Quincy, where she worked years and years ago. Employ some Quincy residents to work at this bakery, and that went through 4-0 as well. Agenda item number 5 here regarding the request of AL Prime Energy, 565 571 Hancock Street, to modify hours of operation to allow for 24 hours of self-serve glass. Ed Ennis was there. He is the manager there. He has been the manager there for a very long time. He spoke with the city councilor, Dan Minton. I, in turn, spoke with Councilor Dan Minton, and there was some conditions agreed upon between the councilor and Ed Ennis for a 6-month trial period. This would be self-serve only. The convenience store would still close at 10 p.m. and that cash transactions would be done through the window. No one would be able to enter the store after 10 p.m. As we talked about it, there was no one there with any questions, concerns, and we all felt that that was a good trial basis for a 24-hour gas station there. Ed Ennis is a great responsible manager there. He will encourage everyone to turn off their running cars to fill up their gas there. And again, we'll look at it 6 months from now, and if there's any questions, concerns, we'll bring them back in.
Okay, very good.
And that went through 4-0. Agenda item number 6. Here we got the request of School Street Automotive Inc., Jamal Denny, manager, for a permit to engage in the sale of prepackaged food for the premise located at 68 School Street. Jamal Denny was there. Jamal also does oil changes at this gas station. He does stickers and things like that. There is a small waiting area inside for customers. He just wants to be able to have candy, chips, and drinks. And so that went through 4-0 as well. And our next hearing will be on August 13th.
Okay, here we are in the middle of July already.
Almost the end,
I know.
right? It's just going so quick.
Yep. Which leads me, and I'm sure you and your staff, to the next thing, the state election.
Yes, we're busy.
I'm
We're busy,
sure.
busy.
Yeah.
Working with, of course, the Secretary of State's office, our office, the mayor's office, the school department, the custodians, the superintendent, everybody. We're all collaborating together right now, trying to get our heads around what's coming. And it's going to be busy. We're not so much anticipating a real busy election for September. However, we want to be PID. We want to get people in the know going into the season. And so the Secretary of State has put out a mailing for anyone who wishes to vote by mail. That will be in your mailbox if you haven't already gotten it. And this is just for the people that have not didn't request it for all elections this year, because the people that requested it in January for March, September, and November, they're all set. But these are the people that did not request it for March, September, or November. They get a second shot here. Those people can fill that out. I encourage them to get it back to our office as quickly as possible. We're anticipating the ballots any day now. As soon as we get them, we'll be working on getting those ballots out. Right now, we have over 7,000 requests. We're anticipating probably about another 2,000 or so requests for September. We encourage people, once they get the ballot, fill it out, send it back to us as soon as you can. And we will take care of it on our end accordingly. We will have early voting in this election. We'll have 1 week of early voting with 1 weekend of early voting here at City Hall. We have that all up on our website. There are some changes coming. One of them being some of the concerns we heard in March, Southwest Middle School being one of them, was why can't we vote in the gym? The parking lot in the back is bigger, things like that. We went out, we looked at the gym, we loved the gym. We spoke to the school department. They're accommodating us. They're going to let us use the parking lot in the back, where last year, when we used Southwest, they used the parking lot in the back for the teachers on their professional day and bused them to Quincy High School. That will not be the case this year. So we'll be able to use that back lot. We're excited about it. We think that it'll be more convenient for the people there at Southwest. It's big, it's airy, it's open, it's got a lit parking lot. We love it. So we're excited about that change. The other change is for November. I know I'm getting ahead of myself here, but I just like everybody to know ahead of time, and we'll have this all up on our website. We'll put it on our main page as it gets closer. We know people like to vote at North Quincy High School. However, there are some things going on there that are they're going to be using North for the weekends that we asked to be there. Working with the school department, we've decided, and the mayor's office, to go to Central and to use Central for our 1 weekend that we go on the road in November. There'll be 2 weekends of early voting in November. One of them will be at Central Middle School, and the other one will be here. The first weekend will be there at Central. The second one will be here at Quincy City Hall. So that's new. They have a great parking lot. It's a centrally located spot in our city, right dab in the middle. So we hope it accommodates everybody.
Okay, well, lots going on.
Yep.
When is early voting for the September 3rd primary, Nikki? Is that the week before?
It is the week before. It'll start on September 24th.
August, you mean, right?
Excuse me,
Yeah.
August 24th, yes, and go to the Friday the 30th.
Okay. And just there at City Hall.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And
We're gonna again, worked with the administration for the weekend, excuse me, to work on the parking, perhaps open up the back lot here where the administration parks. We can certainly, we're going to try to do everything we can to accommodate everybody. The other thing is, you know, certainly vote by mail, vote here at City Hall, or go out on Election Day with our 31 polling places open.
Right, both on September 3rd and November 5th, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. The hours of early voting, Nikki, for the primary, those.
They're on our website.
Okay.
To be honest, I don't have it in front of me, so I
Okay.
don't want to. It's certainly 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. I'm just not sure on the weekend yet
On
what
that
we
Saturday,
decided.
yeah.
Yeah, on the
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. But quincyma.gov.
That's right. City Clerk's office, and then you can scroll right down to elections.
Okay, super. And deadline to register to vote, do you is that already come and gone? Do you know?
It's 10 days before
Okay.
August 24th
Okay. That's
as
for the
well.
primary.
That's right.
So yeah, if folks aren't aware, there is a primary September 3rd, the day after Labor Day.
That's right. That's right.
And then the general on November 5th.
November.
Okay, busy times. I'm sure we'll be talking more about it as it gets closer.
Everybody will be getting it drilled into their head if they turn on the TV, that's for sure.
Right.
It's already started.
Thanks so much, Nikki.
Be well.